Welcome to the Bachelor Man.
RuPaul Drag. Australian Ninja.
Welcome to Pooch Perfect.
It's time to talk TV with Aaron Ryan from TV Black Box.
It never stops raining TV news, and the place that collects it all is TV Black Box. Aaron Ryan from TV Black Box joins us every Tuesday. Good morning, Aaron.
Hello, good morning.
All right, Aaron, let's dive into what we can expect over the next 7 days. What will you be tuning in for?
Well, Nine has a new series on Thursday night called A&E After Dark. Now, the title doesn't really tell you much until I tell you that A&E stands for Accident and Emergency, so you probably can guess what that show's about.
Of course, another medical drama.
Yes, ABC, Arne's Brush with Fame, 10-episode season final. Season finishes tonight. I think tonight's one is Michelle Payne, famous jockey, of course, who announced last week she's joining Seven's horse racing team. So there's another bit of extra information. And Gruen is back tomorrow night also on ABC. Now, Seven's main game, of course, this week is the AFL. This Friday, October the 16th, it's Port Adelaide and Richmond in the first preliminary final. It will start at 6.30 live on 7-8 and then transition to Channel 7 at 7 o'clock. On Saturday night, the second preliminary final between Brisbane and Geelong. Once again, viewers in South Australia will see the match begin on 7-8 at 6.30 and then transition to Channel 7 at 7 p.m. Now, if Port Adelaide and Brisbane get through, my calculations are this would be the fourth time there'll be an all-interstate grand final. Yeah. One of them actually being when Port Adelaide and Brisbane played in 2004. I think that was the first all-interstate grand final. Is that right?
Well, I tell you what, if we can have a repeat of that grand final and the result, be a very happy man. Be plenty of happy South Australians there as well. It's going to be a big weekend in football. Plenty of action coming up there. Hey, Aaron, we got the Channel 9 upfront a couple of weeks back where they announced their slate of programs for 2021. One of those programs was the return of Celebrity Apprentice. Now, putting together a cast for a show like this is always interesting. They've announced the lineup. What do you think about it?
Yeah, it's interesting, some celebrities and then some other celebrities and then some people I've never heard of. So
always the mix.
Let's have a look. Australian businessman Mark Boris has been fired and replaced by his UK counterpart, Lord Alan Sugar. Now, that's, I think, a good thing. That'll be very interesting. He's hosted the BBC version since 2005. Nine has already announced Married at First Sight star, I don't even know how to pronounce her name.
Martha.
It's just Martha. It's like Cher, just one name. Fitness guru Michelle Bridges, radio presenter Whipper, and Australian Ninja Warrior contestant Olivia Vivian. The remaining cast was leaked by TV Black Box on Sunday, so Nine sent out a media release yesterday. Janine Ellis, of course, from Shark Tank and founder of Boost Juice, she's going to be an advisor. Lorna Jane Clarkson, she's going to be an advisor. She's the creator of the Lorna Jane brand of activewear.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the celebrities. Do we know them all? Ross Noble.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes. Anthony Kalia.
Of course. Australian Idol alum.
Of course. Now, Rob Shahady.
Nope.
Nope. If you watch Sheik on the Habibs, apparently you will know him.
Okay.
Alex Hayes.
Is he an Instagrammer?
You know. There you go. That's his title. Instagram star, a 20-year-old surfing hottie, that's it.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm glad I know who he is.
David, I think you pronounce it, Jeanette, who won Australian Survivor All-Stars.
It's going to be interesting to see how he and Janine Alice go together because they've played Survivor together.
Ah, I didn't know they were actually in there together. There you go. And Shayna Blaine.
Okay, of course, from The Block.
Yes. So there you go. That's the cast.
Okay, well, it looks like there's going to be some interesting mix in there. When can we expect Celebrity Apprentice? Do they have any type of release date on that yet?
No, we'll be next year. They always kick off the year with Married at First Sight. So one might think it might replace The Voice that Nine aren't having next year. So we'll see how we go.
Okay, well, from one celebrity show to another, I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. Is it actually happening in 2021?
It absolutely is happening next year and is going to look a lot different. Despite some internal haggling and some executives and talent trying trying to have the show filmed in South Africa. The final decision has been made to film the next season in northern New South Wales, where the UK version is actually filmed. Adding to issues facing the production is the fact the show is now going to be recorded from the first week in November,
okay,
and will be edited along the lines of Channel 7's Big Brother for its January transmission. The shoot will be faster than normal, as the production will not have to worry about the 24-hour cycle. TV Black Box understands multiple episodes will be shot per day, as filming will not be dependent on public voting results until the live finale in February. Producers are still on the search for some of the celebrities to take part in 2021.
Well, I suppose if it's a shorter season, they might be able to attract a couple more people. Hey, finally, Channel 7 have managed to somehow hospitalise Denise Drysdale. What happened?
Yeah, it was widely reported Denise Drysdale was shooting a segment for Holy Moly, where she was hooked up to electrodes. The electrodes are turned on when the golfer misses a putt. But the electrodes didn't cause the fall that put Drysdale in hospital. TV Block Watch can reveal Ding Dong was playing up to the crowd in her usual wonderful way on a flat part of the course and fell as she danced about. Her back was injured in several places. Now, although Drysdale has had many health issues over the years, the Franken putt, as it's known in the US, is not physically demanding. Sources say the accident was just one of those unfortunate things as the iconic entertainer tried to play up to the crowd. And a Eureka Productions spokesperson told us while feeling Holy Moly in Brisbane last night, Denise Drysdale tripped on a putting green and sustained a shoulder injury. She is resting and receiving treatment. Denise is the national treasure and everyone is wishing her a speedy recovery. And Drysdale herself has sent through a bit of a quick text and a relief saying, "Mummy has taken a tumble and broken her chicken wing. The hospital are taking good care of me."
Oh, dear. Well, hopefully she recovers quickly and that doesn't cause any issues with the further production. Aaron, you can always catch the latest news at tvblackbox.com.au, but we'll do this again next Tuesday.
Thank you so much. See you then.